Random House Audio presents The Silver Boat by Lou Ann Rice. Read for you by Blair Brown. Part 1. Three white frosts on three successive mornings were taken by old-time vineyarders as a sort of scriptural ending of winter and beginning of spring. Henry Beadle Huff. Chapter 1. Dora McCarthy sat on the granite step of her mother's rambling, gray, shingled house, listening to surf break beyond the pond. There had been a gale last night, driving in wild ocean waves, and through the salt pond's wide bite, she could see gray-green seawater tower and crash, the foam bright white in the first morning light. Last night's high wind had blown out all the clouds, and the dawn sky was turning what Delia used to call happy blue. The sun hadn't yet melted the frost, which glimmered on the old stone walls and spiky brown grass, the lilac branches, and the stone Buddha in the herb garden. Her mother's ancient cats skulked home from a night of hiding under the barn, looking tufty and tiny and old. "What did you catch?" she asked. They ignored her as usual, rubbing at the screen door to be let in, leaving snags of gray fur in the wire mesh. Dar obliged them, reaching up to twist the brass knob behind her head. As the five cats ran in, Scup, her mother's black lab, ambled out. He made a quick round of the yard, padding paw prints in the frost, then came to sit beside her on the step. They leaned into each other. Scup nosed her hand with his white muzzle. He was thin. She could feel the ridge of his spine. She petted him for a while, and then he barked. She had promised him a car ride. Standing.